And that's why I'm not going to talk about what we just talked about. What's going on, everybody? This is the Cover Band Confidential Podcast, the podcast for cover band musicians and band leaders to learn how to rock more and suck less in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Adam Johnson.
In Greensboro, North Carolina, I'm Dan Ray.
Is it cold where you are, Dan?
It has been a chilly day, chilly and rainy, yeah.
It was weird, because like you're looking at the weather, and the sun sets at 8:15, and it's 50 degrees out.
As we record this, it's April 21st, three slim days before my birthday, and it ought to be warmer. I grew up in Utah, and my birthday was always either like really, really lovely or 2 feet of snow. So I expect better, frankly, from North Carolina, and it's not delivering this time.
Agreed.
Yeah,
it's all raining cruddy.
And terrible.
I mean, it'll be nice for the next couple of days, but then it's back to,
yeah,
it being warm and stuff. Yeah. But yeah,
this is a season that in North Carolina we call Fool's Summer.
Mm-hmm.
So
there was a really funny video. It was Mother Nature assigning shifts for weather in the South. And there was a tornado guy. And then there was like the unexpected freeze. Like, hey, I just need one more shift this season. I'm trying to save up for a truck.
Yeah.
On Facebook Marketplace. I was like, I felt that.
I feel it.
Well, weather notwithstanding, how's it going?
Good. I was out of town this week on a business trip, and we'll talk about that a little later in the episode. But yep. Got back in, and Friday was pretty chill and had a good weekend and no music stuff going on except for what we'll talk about that trip. But yeah, good times.
So in my world, I want to talk about how I made and lost $1,600 in one day.
You teased this earlier before we hit record. I'm interested in the story.
Yes, I actually honored your surprise by not talking about it before
the
show.
Well done.
And for those of you guys who don't know, the pre and post show is something that we put out as a bonus episode on the Patreon. If you join at the $10 level, you get to hear the mask come off. We talk, about all kinds of stuff. But in this case, I've been prepping for this thing that's coming up on Saturday, which again, we'll get into in a bit. And then on the heels of that, I get this random text from a buddy of mine who I've subbed for him. He's subbed for me. We've known each other since high school. And he was like, hey, I've got these dates that I need covered. One of them is in 2 weeks. It's in Tampa, Florida, and it's $1,600. And I was like, oh, snap.
Mm.
So I was like, I guess I'm in. I don't have any reason to not be. I mean, especially with that kind of payday, I absolutely. So I'm in the process of getting all the logistics figured out. Like, am I going to fly? Am I going to like drive? More questions than answers, trying to get the song list sorted and all of that. And the next morning, as things are kind of kicking off, I get a text message that's like, hey, so there's a bit of a scheduling thing and it turns out I can do it. So I don't need you anymore. So,
oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of this business. When you're trying to figure out scheduling stuff, you do sometimes have to look at what's available versus how much it pays and figure out which one you're going to prioritize. But in this case, another date got moved, and so the conflict disappeared for my buddy. And so he gets that payday, but he also has to deal with all the other crap too. So it's totally fine. Getting there and back was going to be a bit of a challenge because there's definitely a lot of stuff going on around end of school and that kind of thing. So it would have been cool. Would have been nice to have that much extra scratch coming in.
Sure.
But not the end of the world. Speaking of not the end of the world, let's go to reviews.
Hey, do we have one?
Yeah, we do.
Sweet.
So this is another one that's coming from Spotify. We've been talking a lot about now you can answer questions, leave feedback on specific Spotify episodes. This one is from Totally Safe Username, which is
that is a totally safe username.
And this one was on the Musician Myths episode. He goes, this one kind of stings, but in a good way. So apparently something that we said set him or her off, and they just wanted to let us know about it. So
that's
big
good.
Thanks to Totally Safe Username for dropping a line. If you want to hear your Totally Safe or in an NSFW username, write it on an episode or leave a review.
Speaking of things that have stung but in a good way, the Patreon has been, the Slack channel has been just absolutely full of response to last week's episode. Just enormous. All these pictures of people in age inappropriate attire.
We have 100% struck a nerve.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, what ended up happening is that everybody's like, oh, I know a corporate rock man.
Yeah, I know that guy. Yeah. Yeah. And I will say there's been a lot of response to the term elder statesman. I think that also struck a nerve.
Yes. Yeah. And apparently I was a bit too self-deprecating about it because people were like, hey man, don't sell that short. That's a good name.
Yeah.
And I did look, I could not find any other instance of it. So I think I actually may have invented that term. So
see if the domain is clear.
Elderskatesman.com.
Yeah.
I have too many of those already. I don't
know. I know. Me too, but still.
Anywho. And then we had literally on the heels of that episode dropping, two new folks hopped in. And yeah, it's been awesome. And we're talking about all kinds of stuff. We're talking about vocal health. We're talking about best places to get cheap cases for your gear, all kinds of stuff. So yeah, if you are looking for helpful musician advice, $5 a month, hop on the Patreon and get to it.
It's hard to beat.
It is hard to beat. Speaking of hard to beat, let's get into what it is we're going to talk about. So this is one of those things where we were kind of talking about what we could get into this week, and we both ran into a situation that was very similar. So why don't you go ahead and kick this one off, and then I'll kind of throw my my two cents in.
Absolutely. So this last week, I was at a conference for my work that was in Birmingham, Alabama. This conference happens twice a year, and they like to do them at big fancy resorts in various places. The last one in San Diego. One before that was in Kiawah Island, South Carolina. They're fancy schmancy kind of places. And there is one in Birmingham, Alabama. But a lot of the places I mentioned, I'm going and I talk to people in my life, and they're like, oh yeah, that's great. Literally zero people said, oh yeah, Birmingham, cool town. It turns out it kind of is. There's some stuff going on there, but maybe under the radar. Maybe people don't.
My history with Birmingham's complicated.
I think that's true of a lot of people's history with Birmingham. I think if you look at Birmingham historically, it's complicated.
I wasn't trying to go there. Yeah, I was talking specifically about gigging there.
Oh, all right. Try to have civil rights.
Yeah, that's a different podcast.
The whole different thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I was just like weird clubs and bad gig nights, but also some fun ones. But anyway.
All right.
Notwithstanding.
So there's a party on the Wednesday night of this conference that's hosted by a few companies that are part of our industry. Mm-hmm. And the plan here is a guy who is very prominent in the industry, who has a band and lives in the area, actually lives in a lot of his players are from Muscle Shoals.
Nice.
Was going to play. And then it's also common knowledge that a number of us who come to this conference are in bands and are in, do cover work and do that sort of thing. And a lot of us have chatted about it. Hey, we should do something someday. So this guy made that happen. So he played a set with his band. Originals, all originals. Nearly. He did Angel from Montgomery was his one cover in that set. And then kind of turned it over to some others of us. And I mean, I kept like kind of asking him for details about what the plan was, how it was going to go. And I kept not getting details from him. But at some point he did text me the song list that he planned for this, which goes as follows. Here we go. After Midnight, Pride and Joy, Cocaine, Fly Like an Eagle. Not evil. Fly Like an Eagle.
Fly Like Evil Knievel. Different song.
Fly Like an Eagle. Roadhouse Blues, Dreams, Jet Airliner.
This dude really likes Steve Miller.
Super into Steve Miller. That was notable. And then he had invited a colleague of mine in my company to come up and sing Dreams. She was out of there early. She had something else to do. So she had flown on a Jet Airliner home earlier
Big
that
old
day.
Jet Airliner.
And so we pulled somebody else up. And so that was all I know. And keys. He texted me names and keys of these songs. And so the one that I didn't really have in my brain was Fly Like an Evil. I keep saying it. Fly Like an Eagle, which I had never covered before. And I just head over to the Googles and found the chords for that. It was not a big deal. There was another guitarist who was going to play as well. And he was, it was really clear as I got to the party that it was his band. He was the lead singer. He was the lead guitarist. He had a rhythm player, keyboardist, a bassist, and a drummer. And that was the band. It was a five piece. But he was the vocalist and lead guitarist. And so I was clear it was going to be picking up the rhythm player's guitar, which I could hear already was not high in the mix. He had a sound guy there, but it didn't seem like there was a lot of active mixing going on. And so I was prepared to be a rhythm dude for most of the night. Yeah. But I had talked to one of the bassists who was going to step up, he's from Rhode Island. He's been a friend of mine in these conferences for a long time. And I said, how's your Come Together? He said, oh, I got Come Together. I said, how's your Mustang Sally? He said, yeah, no problem. I said, how's your Folsom Prison? He said, 100%. So we stepped up there for the second set and played Dreams, pulled a woman who is prominent in the industry but not known to be a singer up, and she did about like you'd expect, and then played Jeter Liner. And then I turned to our guy who was hosting it and said, look, how about we call some audibles? False in prison? What do you think? And he was like, yeah, let it rip, whatever. So we did that. I sang it. He played lead. It didn't go the way it goes with my band, but it was fine. And then he said, yeah, keep on going. Have fun. I'm going to take a break. And he set his guitar down. And I led us through Mustang Sally and Come Together. And it went really well. It was really good for a keyboard, drum, bass, guitar, vocal band that had never been on stage before, had no time to rehearse, but were playing, you know, songbook standards.
Yeah.
It went really great. So it was super fun. And I think the thing that I was glad I did was a little bit of recon with the players that I knew were going to be there. The drummer, who I'd never met before, was able to intuit where I was headed with stuff in a way that really only the very, very best drummers can do. I was really impressed with that dude. No misses at all. No feel that he was lost or didn't know where we were headed. You know, just right on track with everything we were doing. And the keyboard coming in to fill in the stuff. And highlight of the night and the video that's been posted around much, you know, most out of all of it is the CEO of the organization who hosted this conference singing Superstition.
Nice.
And it was good. He was good. The band was good. The whole thing came off really, really well, and we all looked great. So, you know, sometimes when you prep for a gig, you have no idea what's going to happen. Things work out just because everybody's professional, which yep. was really how this one went. And if you can't count on that, at least you can be prepared yourself. At least you can know the songs. At least you can know the shape of things. There is no amount of preparation that can replace being heads up on stage and having big ears and being connected with people and understanding whoever it is that thinks they're leading the song right now, thinks they're heading us toward, you know, a big close. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening now. I know not to fight that. Overall, it was a super fun time and it was kind of iconic. I think we're probably going to do it at these shows more. I will probably offer to be the one leading it in the future. So yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool when you have an opportunity to do a pickup gig where ultimately, the stakes were low. It wasn't meant to be a big, serious thing. Right. It was more of a, hey, here's an opportunity to kind of let some steam off and let people who do a thing that they normally aren't doing in a professional sense, let them do that in front of their professional people.
Right. And if you know, the people at the conference knowing that we can do this too, that's neat. But the stakes are low. Who cares, ultimately?
Yeah. Well, that is great. Now, the issue is that sometimes the stakes are not low.
True.
And that's kind of where I have found myself this week, because the past couple of weeks I've been talking about this wedding gig that I've got going on, which is also in Alabama, of all places.
How about that?
And I've been trying to get additional information and there just hasn't been any. Hmm. So we are less than 7 days out. I don't know what we're singing. I don't know what we're playing. I don't know what kind of rig I need to bring. I know where I'm going and when I need to be there and not much else. And so as a quote unquote professional, what do you do in that situation? So in my case, I've been working on noodling, doing a lot of noodling. So put something on, just run some stuff over it. Just kind of get that muscle back in use. And literally, no joke, as we were pressing record on this episode, I got a DM from the booker who told me that I'm now also doing all the cocktail hour music, as well as potentially lead guitar and lead vocal.
Why not?
So things have matured.
Did the pay evolved. Change? Or
no, of course not.
Sure.
No. And I don't know. I've done the rhythm lead vocal version of this. I was honestly a bit relieved for lead guitar because I felt like even if I wasn't familiar with the tune, I could get there.
Give me a key. I can play lead. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want pentatonic noodling, you got it. Mm-hmm. But we're in droves.
Yeah, all day long.
All day. So the thing that I do have to work from though is precedent. Because like I said, I have worked with this band or organization before, and I know that my typical repertoire of stuff is not going to work for a gig like this. And so my intent this week, regardless of whatever songs get sent my way, I'm going to start working on country songs because we are in Alabama and I haven't even Google mapped it. I don't even know what major city I'm close to. I know that it's the last one was out there. I literally turned off a paved road onto a dirt road to get to the playing venue. So yeah, that's what we're working with. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and figure out, I'm going to do all the standard stuff, Dixieland Delight. I've got to figure out, you know, all of those major
100%
just tentpole country tunes, maybe get some more up-to-date stuff kind of in there. But I'm definitely going to, especially if I'm doing the cocktail hour, I'm going to start throwing Alex Melton versions of country songs in.
Yeah.
I'll do bro country, emo, and pop punk tunes just for my own enrichment.
Seems like Beyonce is providing you some material.
Yeah, we'll just do that. I'll just do every song in the new Beyonce record.
Perfect. Listen, Taylor Swift has a new record you could probably lean on too.
Have you listened to it?
I have not.
It's a bit of a slog. It's a breakup record.
Sure.
It plays like a breakup record.
Yeah.
It's a little meandery. It's very Jack Antonoff-y. And like all of her records, they need time to kind of marinate and get my wits about it. We listened to it on Friday as we were kind of like prepping stuff, getting my dad to the house. And it's fine, but nothing really stood out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my goals this week are to go through the white people greatest hits party dance list and then all of the country tunes that everybody wants to hear. And again, it would be way easier if I just had to play guitar because it just takes less brain power.
Sure.
But you know, when you're doing that on top of, all right, I got to remember the melodies for this tune that I'm not familiar with and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I got my work cut out for me. And listen, we've all been in a situation like this where you get a call last minute or you say yes to something and the info is just not there. So the way that I always look at those things is regardless of what happens, there's going to be a beginning, a middle, and an end of the show. So all you really can do is be game and just roll with the punches.
Yeah.
And there have been moments of absolute electricity and magic in those kinds of gigs where nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows where things are going and just something happens.
Yes.
And you catch lightning in a bottle for maybe you get it for a song or two, but even still, like, you can't beat it. That's honestly as frustrating and as like nerve wracking as those gigs kind of be, the opportunity for those kinds of moments are much more prevalent in a gig like that.
Definitely. And listen, sometimes it's a chorus into a bridge, you know,
yep.
Maybe it's not a song or two. Maybe it's just like right here, the audience responded to something. We had it together. There was a moment where we all caught that thing that happens. And then you walk away like, oh yeah, that's why I love this.
And maybe sometimes it's literally just everybody hit the hit when the hit happened.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's good. And that's good enough, you know?
Yeah. 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 You know, on Folsom Prison, I put a break on the fourth bar with a walk up to the four. And I yelled that to everybody as we were getting ready to do that tune. Didn't happen once. It wasn't clean. So, sometimes it kind of did. Sometimes it didn't. There was never like with my band, that whole thing drops out. And then the build up to the four never happened with this pickup band. But who cares? It was fun anyway. We had our moments. It was good. There's some video floating around that proves we did the thing. So yeah, all good.
If you are in a situation like that, or you're staring down the barrel of something, just do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
And also just like cut yourself a break, because the things that you care about, the audience doesn't care about. As long as you say the right names if at the wedding and you know, the bride and the groom and the mom and the dad and that kind of stuff,
yep,
you should be good to go.
Yep. The woman who kept it sing dreams, I exercised my live acoustic karaoke muscle to get her through that. And then when she posted about it later, she thanked the guy who hosted, the guy who was on bass, who's fairly prominent in the industry, and the guy who's on drums, didn't mention me.
Even though you're the one carrying the whole
thing. I carried her through that whole thing. But
maybe
whatever, it's fine.
She thought that you were stepping on her toes.
Well, that could be.
You weren't letting her shine.
She is known to be sort of a, I talk straight. I'm a straight shooter, and I, you know, you can't keep me quiet. She's a high energy character in the space. And the fact that I would know her and she would not know me would not be unusual for her. So, yeah, fine. It's all fine. We know, you and I, and people listening, know who got her through that song. So it's fine. Right. It's fine.
Well, that's great, man. I mean, the electricity is the reason why we do this in the first place. 100%. So even when things aren't great, they can still be awesome.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm dealing with. So
cool.
I do know, did I bring this up? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The last time where we were doing a thing, we're like, hey, don't use Ultimate Guitar for your charts, because if you need them, they will not work for you.
Yep.
So I will be putting the charts into BandHelper. And
for sure,
you know, saving everything locally.
Yeah,
I can't afford to.
Don't go live over the internet for your charts. Bad idea.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Well, if you've been in the same situation and you have any tips or tricks or even just stories about that, let us know. coverbandconfidential@gmail.com. Let us know in the comments on the YouTube version of this episode. But that's it. So next week, definitely have some stuff to talk about. Because the gig will have been done by then. And yeah, we can just decompress.
Yeah, you're here.
All right, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. We appreciate each and every one of you. Again, the Patreon is exploding. It feels like it was practically yesterday when we were like, maybe we could get 50 people in this group. And as of right now, we're just under 80, which means that we're right around the corner. Like, we could end up with 100 folks in that group, which would just be bananas.
Yeah. Yeah. It crossed the threshold of critical mass sometime back. That, you know, it's funny to think back and think, oh, the benefit of the Patreon was you get to hang with us.
Yeah.
And we are the least of it. The people who are in there are so experienced in so many different ways, and the conversations are so great. Yeah. You should come do it.
And it's the stuff that you don't even think about.
Right.
That just, we're sharing memes to post on our socials. Mm-hmm. We're posting challenges to, you know, it's rad. Just $5. Just do it. If you want to do anything else to support the show, just do what Mike's about to tell you. We'll go ahead and call it for this week. In Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Adam Johnson.
In Greensboro, North Carolina, I'm Dan Ray.
You have been listening to the Coverband Confidential Podcast for the week of April 26, 2024.
Hey everybody, it's Mike Schulte from the worst named band in America, the Pork Tornadoes. I listen and love this show, and apparently you do too, because you made it this far. No one makes it this far, but you did, which means that you owe Adam and Dan. This podcast is free and you consume it to its fullest. It's time to pay up. Here's three things you need to do. A, you have to leave them a review on your podcast platform. You're already in the app. Click 5 stars right now. Write some words. Done. While you're there, share this episode to a fellow musician. There's a share icon on your podcast app. Text it to him and say, you need to listen to this. You need to get better. You're not a good musician. This will help you. 2, you have to follow them on your social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Go find them and follow. And D, everything I just said is free and it's the least you can do, but here's where you can really support. You join the Patreon. This is where you can actually support this podcast that you cherish so much. A small monthly donation gets you access to the Slack channel, which is the best place to be if you're a musician who wants to take your band to the next level. You have some of the best musicians giving advice and helping you out, and it's just a great overall community. Do it. I'm serious. Do it now. Do all these things, or else the Pork Tornadoes will come to your town, book a show the same night as your band at a different bar. I'm serious. We'll do it.